Hold on.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Happy holidays from all of us at Tom Thumb. Here's hoping the season brings you everything merry. To help, we've got great deals on festive favorites all over the store. For a special meal, get beef rib roast for just $5.77 a pound, limit one. Plus, pick up fresh broccoli crowns, only 79 cents a pound. And start mornings off right with Green Mountain Donut Shop, Newman's Own, or 8 o'clock coffee, 12-count K-Cups, $4.99 each. Tastier meals, better deals, happier holidays. Tom Thumb, proudly serving North Texas since 1948.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Janice Malone here with you. And yes, this is a perfect example of today's show where future stars and superstars happily coexist together because, and it's also a part of our theme, cool music, groovy music, music that rocks. And that all describes our very first guest who will be calling us shortly. Yeah, what can I say about Princess Shaw? She is just a very, very talented young lady. She's a singer. She's a songwriter, composer. The world knows her as Princess Shaw, but her real name is Samantha Montgomery. And you know what? Samantha has an amazing, amazing story in that she was discovered on YouTube, because she has her own YouTube channel, by composer, musician Cootie Man. Yeah, Cootie Man saw her on YouTube's, you know, people, man, YouTube is just really bringing and birthing all kinds of unknown talent here. But anyway, Cootie Man watched several of Princess Shaw's videos on her YouTube channel, and he just fell in love with her music talents. All of her songs are originally written by herself. Her sound is a bit eclectic, but still earthy and organic, and it's so really real. Her music, so really real, because it just has this sound that you can really, really relate to. Go to her YouTube channel, Princess Shaw, and you can see what I mean. But back to the story. Even though she and Cootie Man were literally 7,000 miles and some change apart, because Cootie Man was over in Israel, where he primarily lives, and Samantha lives in New Orleans. But thanks to modern technology, took care of all of that. The two still collaborated together on her first music album that should be coming out soon. I'll get more details about that when she calls in. We're looking for her to call any minute now. But anyway, her music was such a hit with everyone around the world that she now has her own documentary titled Presenting Princess Shaw. And it's about her amazing life, her amazing rags to riches story, her amazing story of dreams do come true. The DVD version, the home DVD version, is out. You can go to presentingprincessshaw.com. You can get all of the details about how to stream it if you want to pay for to get the stream, or you can just buy the DVD. In the holiday season, hint, hint, might be a nice gift for somebody. This documentary has received rave reviews from all of the top boys and girls. Rolling Stone, New York Times, Roger Ebert, Rotten Tomatoes, LA Times. I mean, all over the world, really. She's an international success. The documentary, Presenting Princess Shaw, has been nominated for the Cinema Eye Award and also the Ophir Award for Best New Documentary. Now, Samantha, I want to call her Sam, like, you know, Bewitched. But anyway, I'll just call her by her stage name, Princess Shaw, Samantha Montgomery. She still lives in, as I said earlier, New Orleans, where she works as a caregiver for the elderly. She hasn't quit her day job, and it's a very, very noble work that she's doing. But sooner or later, she's going to have to give up that day job because success is just surrounding her, especially with the critical acclaim success of the new documentary. But she is still creating music. She is still working with Kudiman. He is helping her to promote and market the music. We just got to get an official release date on when the actual album, the entire album itself will be out. But as I said, right now, the documentary is out. PrincessShaw.com is the website. You can get all the details about the music, but you can hear her music again at YouTube.com. This documentary is really dear to my heart. It will make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It will motivate you and inspire you. If you are a person who has a dream, or maybe you had a dream, no matter, it doesn't have to necessarily be in entertainment like Samantha's, but maybe it's to open your own business, or, you know, maybe you want to own several cabs, yellow cabs or something, whatever it is. This is the type of documentary that will really, really inspire you. Here is a young lady sitting and living in one of the, you know, kind of not so great neighborhoods of New Orleans, working as a caregiver, but still had that dream of making music in her heart and put it out there free of charge. Of course, you know how YouTube works. And a young man halfway around the world saw her, heard her, and said, hey, I got to work with this young lady. It can happen, folks. She is living proof. So when you see the documentary, it will just make you cheer for her to just keep succeeding. And just, you know, for 20 years from now, hopefully we'll be still talking and listening to her music. And to further say and talk about listening to her music, while we are awaiting for her to call in, let's take a listen to a portion of one of her songs that she wrote called Stay Here. She wrote it, and Kudiman is the producer of this song. So I'm going to play this until we get the call that she is on the line. So let's take a listen to Presenting Princess Shaw. That's the documentary, but we're going to listen to her music. Stay Here right now. So hold on a second. We'll get that all queued up. And we will, be holding on until she calls in. So let's listen to Stay Here right now, a portion of it at least. Okay, that is just a portion of Princess Shaw's, one of the singles from her upcoming album. This one is called Stay Here, this track. And I think we have her on the line. I see the line is lighting up here. So is that her? Okay. All right. Let's bring up her line right now. Princess Shaw. Let's hear it. Hello.
Hi there. How is everyone?
Hi. Great. Samantha, are you there?
Fine. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, honey.
Hi, Miss Samantha. It's such a pleasure to chat with you.
It's a pleasure, too, to chat with you.
Well, I take it that you are in the beautiful city of New Orleans, better known, I guess, to the people who love it as NOLA. Is that where you are right now?
Yeah, the N-O, baby.
The big N-O, okay. Well, okay, you have a lot going on here, Samantha, starting with presenting Princess Shaw, that is now has his home entertainment release. Since mm-hmm. this movie is obviously about a portion of your life story, how has your life changed since you now have this worldwide attention? What's happened for you within the last year?
I've been traveling all over, New Zealand, Amsterdam, all over the place. Israel, like I've been to Israel 4 times, I think. I think I'll be going back to. I've been meeting people, have been contacting me from all over the world. I never thought, I'm like, wow, it reached far. Like, and the most important thing is I have self-worth and self-love. Because at one point I couldn't even stand to be around myself. Like, I really couldn't. And it's like my life is, like, brighter now. You know, everything is, I'm happy, genuinely happy. So I'm just blessed by that. And I recorded my first album with Cootie. So, yay, rock sausages!
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. That is wonderful. So in addition to traveling to all of these exotic cities around the world, I take it that you've been performing mm-hmm. and promoting your film. Is that correct?
Yeah. Like when I go to places, I perform like maybe 2 or 3 songs. And then, So other than that, like in Louisiana, I'm not really doing too much performing. It's mostly when I leave out of the state or out of the country, I do more, you know. Louisiana's weird like that, you know what I'm saying? So.
I don't know why in some cases, wherever a person's hometown, unless New Yorkers mm-hmm. don't treat their people like that, but I find that in a lot of cities, you know, the hometown talent, the hometown people just kind of go, ah, well, that's just Samantha. And so, mm-hmm. so have you had a chance to perform locally there yet or what?
Oh, yeah, I perform a lot. It slowed down a little bit. I do shows. The thing about that is people want you to pay them $100 to do a show. I don't have money. I'm a starving artist, baby. I'm not about to do that. Like, that don't make sense to me. Like, I'm paying you to sing on your, that doesn't make sense, you know? So I do a little bit of performing. I would like to do a whole lot more. I don't care if I'm at a karaoke bar. As long as I'm singing, I'm okay. Like, it doesn't really matter. But I wish it would be, you know, I wish I had more support from, I'm from Chicago originally, but I moved to Louisiana, but I represent Louisiana, which Louisiana will represent me, but you can't get everything you want, right?
That's true, but I think you're getting quite a bit right now for the last 12 months for sure.
I think I am too, because like, I feel like some people who've been doing it 10 and 20 years trying to do this, I've surpassed them. Like, I've done a lot of things, and I'm still blessed by it. You know, I'm not complaining. I'm blessed. I'm happy to be in my little one-bedroom shack. Live my free life. Nobody really knows who I am until I go out of the country. I like it that way, actually.
Well, because you now have a film out about your life story, and because you have done an album, mm-hmm. Do you find that people mm-hmm. think that, well, now she's got a lot of money, she's rich, or what?
Yes. How did you know? Like, people really assume, especially your family, they really start calling. You have money? No, I don't have any money. I guess they see the pictures of me, and they see me going to different places. And I'm like, I don't know. People automatically assume that you're rich because you go to a place and you've been somewhere and you dressed up. Like, no, it doesn't. It's not my life. I'm still a starving artist, honey. I don't have money like that. And the money I have, I got to keep for my bills. I can't give it away. So, yeah, people assume that, and I don't know why.
I think that's just a part of success. The minute you start to taste and, you know, kind of nibble on some success, mm-hmm. then, oh, my God, family members, they even start coming out of the graveyard, I think, just, you know, asking, can I get a new casket? You know, I need a new tomb. I really do.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So what are some of your family members, what are some of the ridiculous things they've asked you for so far?
Well, mostly it's money. And the funny thing about that is people will say, you can send me some money, but you haven't talked to them in like 20 years. Like,
oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden they call your phone and ask for money. And then if you do give them money, you don't hear from them again and say, I need more money. But I'm like, what the hell? Like, mostly they ask me for money. You know, it's not like extravagant, anything else. It's like they want the moolah, honey. They want the cheddar, baby. And I don't have none of it. I got some cheddar in my refrigerator. You can have that, but I don't have none like that. So
I hear you. Well, at least you're establishing.
I'm trying to live like everybody else.
I get it. I mean, at least you're establishing some boundaries right now, which is
yeah, great. You have to.
Well, now, are you still working a day job? I know that I read that you were once upon a time working as a caregiver. Are you still doing that, or what?
I still have my certification, yeah. But right now, the place I was working before, I went out of town for a couple months, and she moved her business out of town. So I'm just looking for work right now.
I don't think
yeah,
you have a problem.
So, but I'm still,
I don't think you should have that big of a problem. Because, you know...
No, I don't... It's just...
You know?
Well, I'm sorry, honey.
No, I was just saying, I don't think you're going to have a problem because I'm really voting for the fact that your film and your music is going to take you to places where you don't have to have a day job. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, it will be a blessing. Like right now, I'm okay as far as, like, you know, my finances. I'm able to pay my bills because I get paid to do certain things, you know what I mean? Like, to go places, I get paid for it. But right now, it's like, you know, I'm blessed right now that I'm able to not work, but I still need a J-O-B because, you know, this might not work last long. You never know, so.
Well,
I think in reality, not in fairy tale land.
Well, now, as everyone who knows about you should know, that they are following your career, that you were discovered. You're one of those people who was discovered on a YouTube channel, which I love the
yep.
story, by Ophir Kudeman. Everybody calls him Kudeman.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so you guys obviously have a really good friendship. Are you guys still working together? Have you talked about another film project or music project or what?
He produced my first official album. So I'm just waiting for him. So his album is out right now. 6 a.m. is out. And so I'm just waiting for him. You know, he has to do promotional stuff for his album. But that's how he lives, you know what I mean? So I'm just waiting patiently. Greatness takes patience. And I'm just waiting in the wings for my album to come out. I've heard the songs, actually. We did like 13 songs. You know, and I'm just waiting patiently for that to happen, huh?
Well,
you can't rush greatness.
No, you cannot. You have to. You can't microwave greatness. You can't microwave it. You know?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, are you singing any duets or anything on Kudeman's album or what?
No, No, it's just his album. That's his thing.
Okay.
And, I'm kind of like, I don't really like to do duets too much. I'm kind of a weird artist. Like, people want me to come sing, and they always ask me to sing other songs. I don't know any song. I don't really know the whole verse of any song. Like, the only song I know is Bonnie Raitt. That's the only one I know completely. And probably Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Other than that, I don't know any songs. I only sing my song. I don't sing anybody else's song of mine.
So you just know your song. That's what counts. That's what counts.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm like, I just sing my song.
Wow. Well, I think that's a pretty good theory to stick by. Look, I don't know about the rest of the world. I just know my stuff.
Yeah, I just know my song. You want me to sing my song? You ask me, you know, but I let people know, like, when they ask me to come to places and sing, I say, you know, I'm singing my song. I don't sing nobody else's song.
No covers. Well, now, any projected date on when your album will be out or what?
Oh, no, I wish. Coming soon. That's all I'm gonna
say.
Okay. I'm waiting for it. Like, I feel like Queen took time out of his schedule in life to put this block. We did it like, we went to the studio for like, I think 3 days, and we knocked out 13 songs, and that's a lot of songs.
That's a lot.
Just get in the studio, we rest, we eat, we go back in the studio, we rest. And like, Cootie's like my brother. Like, they're family now. Like, Israel is like part of my life. Like, that's my second home. But we knocked those songs out quick. And I know me and Cootie are with kindred spirits because I didn't say anything. I played him some songs just to see what he would like. And every song that I liked that I really liked, he liked too. So we're made for each other, baby.
I think so. I think this is a business marriage made in, definitely New
Orleans,
uh-huh. Israel, for sure. Where did you guys record it? Did you record it in New Orleans or Israel or both?
No, I went to Israel. I went to Israel for 10 beautiful days.
Oh,
and I was I was going to do this and that, and I had interviews, and I was going to different places to speak. We went to speak at the school he used to go to, and he left because he didn't want to do it the traditional way. It was a blessing to see him come back on that stage, on that platform, and could I have left that school and not finished, and now look where he is. So we did schools, we did talking to youth, we did a lot of stuff. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. And I was there for 10 days, and for 3 of those days, we just did work in the studio.
Oh wow, that's great. So you wrote all of the songs on your new album, or did you co-write them with Cootie?
No, I wrote all of them. They're all my original songs.
To give me a couple of titles there that you personally like.
Don't is one of them. Say Something. Put On My Makeup. Lift It. I love Lift It. Mm-hmm. What else? Yeah, that's the main ones I remember. Yeah. I love them songs.
Well, I can't wait
so
to hear
much,
them.
So much, honey.
I can't wait to hear them. Exactly. Well, now tell me about...
I can't even wait for everybody to hear them.
Oh, I know. I know your fans everywhere you go are probably asking you that same question. When is it coming out?
Yeah, they are. They are. They do. They ask me a lot.
Well, for now, they'll just have to go out and get the release of Presenting Princess Shaw, the film. So what was it like for you to have a camera following you around? I understand that filmmaker Ido Haar was the chief producer. Mm-hmm. So what was that like for you?
Oh, it was kind of like I was exposed. Mm-hmm. It was weird because I record myself, but it's just my phone sitting up on some kind of hair grease bottle or something, or some kind of gallon of water. It's just me, my phone and me, and I sing into that, and I'm talking to it. And I don't feel exposed because if nobody's ever been in my phone. Or you add a person to it, and they're in control of how you look. You know, and the cameras in your face, it begins to be like, oh, my God. Like, when you first do it, it's like a shock to your senses. Like, but then after a while, it gets normal. And it was easier because it was just one man and one camera. He stayed like a fly on a wall. Like, he was just not there, you know. And so it was easier for me. But in the beginning, it was kind of like weird, like, oh, Lord. And I'm like, my angles, when I see myself, I'm like, oh, God, he got the wrong angle. Oh, my God, my stomach is set. Why did I hold it in? Like, I'm set off kind of
stuff.
But it's beautifully done. I love it. It's a beautiful documentary.
Well, when you first saw it, what was your immediate response? Obviously, you were happy, but did you have any other emotions or what?
I was terrified.
Oh.
I was sitting, me and Cootie were sitting there, I was terrified. Like, me and Cootie were sitting in the audience with everybody. They didn't know we were there at the time. We were sitting in the audience, and it came on, and it was hard to watch some parts that I had to relive, my childhood. Every time I see that one part when I'm talking about what happened to me, I, like, start crying. That's why I like to see it hit something in my head, and it's my heart makes me cry. But we were just sitting there, and we were just like, we were laughing so hard. We was like, they hate it. We both were saying, oh, my God, they hate it. Because everybody was like, they just was spelling it. And then when it ended, and then everybody started to clap, and everybody started to stand up, I was like, oh, God, they don't hate it. Like, oh, that's so dope. Like, and then a line of people were lined up to talk to me. Like, it was amazing. Like, I'm like, they can see who I am. They can see me, and it was like the real me, you know, and they're okay with that. That was a beautiful thing. So in the beginning, I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Terrified. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you to have gone through all. We don't want to give away too many details about the film.
Yeah.
We just want people, of course, to buy it and see it and what have you. But can you just give us just a couple of little previews of what can people expect to see in this film about your life?
It's about my struggles, my demons, my mess of relationships with people. Like, it's an array of emotions. It's just like a roller coaster of emotions. You might laugh, you might cry. I know you're going to cry, I know you're going to laugh. I know most people tell me they cry. They cry. Some people cry through the whole thing. I'm like, no, don't cry. It's okay. It's fine. But I mean, but the main thing, it'll make you feel great about life, you know. It'll make you feel like you can go on and it's okay to go through bull crap. It'll make you feel... Most people are happy after. You know, they cry a little bit, they're happy to root for me. You know, it makes you root for the underdog. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what you'll get when you see Presenting Princess Shaw.
Okay, my dear. We just have to wait until the new CD download. I keep saying, I still want to say album. Comes out, and we just have to go. How do we find you? What do we do? Well, give me your handles of all your
Princess Shaw. Instagram is _princess_Shaw. Facebook is Princess Shaw. Reverb Nation, I have some freestyle songs on Reverb Nation, and the name is Princess Shaw. I have, you know, a YouTube channel, Princess Shaw.
Okay.
And then I have a SoundCloud. Now, SoundCloud is a lot of songs on there, but it's also a freestyle page of mine where I just play music and sing over instrumentals. So that one is Princess Shaw 37, two separate words. Princess, and then you go Shaw 37, you can find me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I think we can find you. And if anybody wants to get the film, their favorite place where they download and purchase film entertainment, Amazon and all the rest of them, is that correct?
Yeah, it's iTunes On Demand. I think you get it off YouTube, too. Yeah.
Okay, YouTube as well.
Bye-bye.
All right, Miss Samantha, a.k.a. Princess Shaw, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
darling.
Chat. You are such a
thank
delight.
You. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you, my darling.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
And we'll see you
bye-bye.
On the next time.
Okay. They're gone. Okay. All right. That is, again, Princess Shaw, better known as Miss Samantha Montgomery. What a delight. As I told you, just a rags to riches story. She's not quite in the riches, but she's on her way. And again, the documentary is Presenting Princess Shaw. And you can take a listen to her music, go to her YouTube channel, Princess Shaw. Just type in her name in the box there and it'll pop right up. Lots and lots of songs there. Again, if you want to get the DVD for your own private collection there, or if you want to download it, you can get all of the information as to how to, you can order it, presentingprincessshaw.com. And we wish her all the best in the world. And we're going to keep tabs on her career as it progresses along. And maybe we'll bring her back maybe this time next year. So we'll be back right after this.
Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone will be right back after this.
Happy holidays from all of us at Tom Thumb. Here's hoping the season brings you everything merry. To help, we've got great deals on festive favorites all over the store. For a special meal, get beef rib roast for just $5.77 a pound, limit one. Plus, pick up fresh broccoli crowns, only 79 cents a pound. And start mornings off right with Green Mountain Donut Shop, Newman's Own, or 8 o'clock coffee, 12-count K-Cups, $4.99 each. Tastier meals, better deals, happier holidays. Tom Thumb, proudly serving North Texas since 1948.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show here. I'm Janice Malone. I'm manning the controls here, trying to get everything under control here on Film Festival Radio Show. And starting out with our first guest, I've got to get him online. We're about to talk to Taylor Hicks, season 5 winner of American Idol. And since then, he has just gone on to just do so many things. He's a established himself on Broadway, established himself in Las Vegas as a hit performer there, several of the top hotels. He's an entrepreneur. He has his own restaurant now, and it's a hit restaurant, not to mention being a hit-making recording star. and he's doing some acting. So we're going to talk to Taylor about a lot of these things and more. Right now he is on tour, so I've got to go and call him and get him online here. So just hold on while we get him online here. Just a really busy guy. Okay, so hold on while we get Taylor Hicks. Okay. Sure we have it correctly. Okay, it's going. There we
Hello.
Go. Hi, Taylor. Okay. Janice Malone calling.
How are you?
I am great. I am just great. I'm enjoying the wonderful weather, and I'm just having a good time here. No.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, earlier it was a little touchy-goey there, but we got that all straightened out here. So,
Awesome.
I know you're a busy kind of guy here. So you are on tour. And so where are you as far as the tour? Is this the latter part, the middle part, or what?
This is kind of the latter part of the tour before we go into the holidays and stuff, and then I'll pick back up touring the first of the year.
Okay, so this is the good part. Then you get a chance to rest and what have you, which is good all the time.
I do, but, you know, right now I'm actually in the studio recording the new record, which will be out in the spring, which I'm really excited about here in Nashville.
Well, can you give us a little preview about what kind of songs or what can we expect? Are you collaborating and duetting with anybody?
You know, I'm, there's the collaboration process. You know, I'll have some special guests on the record. I wish I could tell you that right now, but you know, the music is you know, I would like to say the music, if it kind of, it's very similar to if Jackson Browne and Zac Brown had a baby, it would be me, you know.
Okay, that's a good description.
So that's the kind of, that's kind of a, it's a Zac Brown meets Jackson Browne kind of thing. And that's just, you know, in all honesty, it's, we all come from, all of, you know, all of us come from kind of a very rootsy place. You know, there's, it just, you know, there's the blues, there's the country, there's the soul, and, you know, it's a, you know, we all come from the same place, you know, so it's definitely a rootsy sound.
Man, it sounds like it. So it's a Brown versus Brown equals Hicks type of.
That's great. I'm never, you know, that's a great way to put it.
Okay, you can have that one. It's on the house.
I need to. Yeah, thanks for letting me in on that.
Well, I know. I mean, anytime your music is always, it's either foot stomping or twisting it or getting on the dance floor. I mean, you can do it all. You've proven that. It's quite good stuff there. Well, tell me, what can fans, maybe they have not had the wonderful opportunity to see you live performing, what can they expect from this tour when they come to a Taylor Hicks concert?
You know, I think it's just really great live music. You know, songs off of my records and obviously fan favorites from the show, American Idol, and some really great covers and some special guests. And, you know, I've been doing music my whole life. And, you know, this is the part of the business that I feel like I excel in is the live music part. You know, I'm just getting my feet wet learning how to be a food and travel host, but as far as the live music thing goes, I'm definitely feel like that's one of my strengths.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that about the television show here. You have this new TV show on the Inspiration Network where you are talking about food and travel. And so people who, those who haven't seen it, tell me more about it.
Well, it's a wonderful food and travel concept. It's not like any other on TV. And I love it because it's, we go into a specific state and we fill up a plate of foods that are iconic to that state. So the show is called State Plate. And we go to all of these wonderful states all across America and we fill up a plate of food that is just indigenous to the state. So we go to Maine, we're talking lobsters, Georgia, mm-hmm. peaches, and we fill up a plate of food, sides, entrees, desserts, appetizers that are strictly state foods.
I'm just loving it, being the foodie that I am. So,
yes, it's neat. Well, it's, you know, it's educational for me. You know, I love it.
So far, any particular memorable dishes that you've sampled that you just can't get out of your system that you just love?
Let's see. You know, I'd have to say, the crawfish etouffee at Mother's in Louisiana, in New Orleans.
Ah, yes. New Orleans again. If I could just stay in New Orleans and not gain any weight and just indulge in that food. Oh, my God.
Why haven't medicine come out with a pill that you can take when you travel to all these great food places that just doesn't let you put on the pounds, you know? Come on.
Well, I know. I agree. I mean, we can put people on Mars and the moon, but we can't come up with that one for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it? I mean, they need a bigger dosage for people that are actually having to host these food and travel shows.
No. So have you gained any pounds since you've been hosting that show or what?
You know, it's not been easy to keep the weight off. But, you know, I think that's what's great about it is that if you really don't dig in with the show and with the experiences of going to each state and looking at all these foods, and you're not, you know, you can't be a picky eater and be a food and travel host. No way.
No, there's no way. There is no way. So when you guys sample these dishes, I know you take a bite or whatever, do you have to do a lot of retakes when you're sampling and actually eating or what?
You do have to do a little bit. Yeah. Depending on what you're eating and stuff, it's, I don't mind it because listen, all the food has been wonderful and I've learned so much about the agriculture of this country and just what makes up the great, you know, cuisine of this country. And we do not only go to the establishments, but we go to the farms too. I mean, we go to the origins of where this iconic food comes from, and it's just a wonderful, you know, journey for me.
Very good concept for a show, I think. Travel plus food, two things people love doing, should love doing at least.
Yeah, and state, you know, I mean, it's, you know, everybody, you know, you can do the diners, drives, and dine-ins, you can do the establishments, you can go to regions, you can talk about specific foods and where they come from in the country, but is yes. a very educational thing for me to be able to present to people, and people love it.
Well, to further speak of food, it seems like that you are becoming that go-to guy for food because you have your own very successful restaurant, Saw's Barbecue Joint. Received all of these accolades for your outstanding barbecue cuisine. I mean, wow, that's pretty impressive. You know?
Well, you know, in Bama, you know, I think it's kind of second nature, you know, to be able to cook pork, you know. I mean, it's funny. I always tell people that, you know, people in Alabama will let you know if you can do three things, and that's throw a football, cook, and sing, you know.
Yes.
That's, I've been lucky to be able to be around, you know, restaurants and you know, food my whole life. you know, performing and traveling, and you know, it's just kind of a, it's kind of just the next step for me was getting into to restaurants. Obviously, you know, after Idol, people had come to me with different ideas and stuff, and the concept, you know, I partnered up with Mike Wilson. You know, we've got a really great thing going on, you know, and it's just, you know what, food is, you know, food is love. It's all that is. You know
yes.
what I mean? Food reminds me of music. You know, if you really love the food that you make and you love preparing it, then it's going to be good, you know, in time. And it's music. You know, there's no different. It's really, truly the common thread of all of its art. You know, music is very similar, you know, to making a great dish. And, you know, luckily I've had, you know, some practice at, you know, some of that. So, yeah, I'm very, mm-hmm. I'm very blessed to have, you know, Saul's Barbecue, because it's just great. It's just good, you know. It's just good barbecue.
So before all this fame and fortune with American Idol took place, were you always that guy in the family, the barbecue uncle that goes and drags out the grill for holidays, or was that you or what?
You know, it was to us. Yeah, you know, I mean, usually the struggling musician in the family has to cook, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of them do that.
So, you know, that's that kind of goes hand in hand. You know, if you're not the ultimate breadwinner, usually you get grill duty. So that's, you know, that was kind of my.
So you
bag.
Got some practice. Ah, yeah. Well, it's really paying off for you now. Those early skills in on the grill.
Yeah, if I only knew, right?
Yes. Well, what are a couple of entrees that at your restaurant that you just personally love? I know everything is probably good, but what are a couple of your favorites? Maybe somebody's passing through and they want to, you know, get the special from the boss, the owner there. Uh-oh, did we lose him, Tim? We did lose him. Okay, we're going to try him back again. And let's see what we can do here. All right, let's try it again.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Technology is great until it starts acting up, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But
no problem. We have a sweet pea fried chicken sandwich that we brine in sweet tea and pickle juice for a period of time, and then deep fry it, and then top it with white Alabama barbecue sauce and pickles. And
stop.
It's everything that Chick-fil-A wanted to be.
Oh.
But couldn't. And
sounds like fighting words there, Taylor.
You know, I'm not fighting words, no, but it's true. You know, and then we have a dish called pork and greens, which is a stone ground grits, ooh, turnip greens, pulled pork, and then topped with white and red barbecue sauce, and then topped with onion rings. That's kind of our signature dish, but it's a doozy.
I'm going to get my car keys now. Oh my goodness. I would love to taste both of those. Whew.
Yeah, you should check. Okay. You should check it out. It's you know, it's a really, you know, it's just good down home, deep Southern barbecue, you know, and that's,
yes,
it's the real thing.
Do you guys have a recipe book out, or is there one being planned for the restaurant, or what?
We are working in the works for that, but we also got to be, you know, you just got to be careful. You got to dance around it a little bit, you know,
Okay.
As every good restaurateur knows.
Yes, I've heard stories, backstories about that. Well, I got a couple of last questions here. I did not know until I saw you. I mean, you do acting. You've been on CSI and all of that. I mean, is acting, is that going to be a big upcoming project for you? Film, television, drama, what?
You know, if the right role came along, you know, it's all about typecasting. You know, I mean, obviously Teen Angel on Broadway was a perfect role. And, it, yes. You know, in my opinion, you can't stray too far from your character, you know, especially starting out as a, you know, a budding actor, so to speak. I think that will allow you to grow if you stay true to who you are. And that character is has some qualities that you possess inherently. So I think it's definitely a start, and it's something that I would love to get into more of.
And so, okay, so when you say right role, is there, you know, any particular, is it James Bond or is it, I mean, what kind of right role for you?
You know, I would just say you're probably a little bit funny, personable, you know, a little quirky. You know, you just have to look for roles that kind of simulate your personality.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, hopefully, on the screen in a character role that you have said is
hopefully
the right role for you. Hopefully.
That's true.
You're
That's
so busy,
true.
Though. God, you're so busy with so much here. Well,
yeah,
I have
know,
a last
I mean,
question.
You know, I'm blessed, you know, to have to stay busy. So.
You've conquered so many aspects of the entertainment. You've done Broadway, Vegas, two really tough markets, New York and Vegas, doing television, hosting a show, restaurant business. Ooh, goodness. Done it. Are doing it, I should say.
No rest for the weary.
No. Well, this is my last question, and I know, being an Alabama native, if I did not ask you this question for this time of year, people would come after me. So, Taylor, your picks for the 2016 Iron Bowl. Let's hear it.
You know, I would like to say that if Auburn won and beat Georgia last weekend, I would say that it would be a toss-up, and I would still go with Alabama, but I'm going with Alabama.
Going with Alabama. Okay. Nick Saban, Alabama it is. So all of your Auburn fans, oh my, it's going to be something.
Well,
okay.
You know, you have to be smart about it.
That's true. That's very true. But anyway, I can't wait to see the Iron Bowl. It's always a great, great game, no matter, even though Alabama always wins. But it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I love the rivalries.
I truly don't think that there's any better pageantry than that, you know?
Never.
I just don't think that there's any better pageantry than the Alabama-Auburn game. And it's a really, you know, Alabama is a very prideful, you know, kind of quiet Southern state, but when it comes to college football, you don't want to mess with us.
Don't do it. It's better than the Hatfields and the McCoys could ever do. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, Taylor, thank you so much. I know you have to get back into the studio, and I've really enjoyed chatting with you, and I am, man, am I ever going to go into Saw and just throw down and get down? Yes, I am.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, to talking with you again.
Okay, same here. And we'll see you hopefully soon in whatever next project that you endeavor on.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Did Maggie give you pictures and stuff? And let me ask you this. Is this for the Sunday night city winery show at Nashville, or is this just kind of broad?
It's for both. It's going to be for the winery and also for a radio show that I do. So we're going to edit out
awesome.
A lot of different things. And so it's for two.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's for two. Two
awesome.
For two.
Well,
okay.
Well, that's
okay.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. I hope she got you some photos and stuff, so we're all good.
We are all good. We are ready
okay,
to go.
Wonderful. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, then.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Hurry in for amazing deals at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Save 30 to 40% on select hikers, hunting boots, waders, and winter footwear. And keep your whole family warm with 40 to 50% off Cabela's outerwear and cold weather accessories. Plus, get $100 off Henry Long Ranger lever-action rifles. And get 30% off IMI 5.56 and 223 ammo. Don't miss these huge savings and more at Cabela's After Christmas Clearance. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
Happy holidays from all of us at Tom Thumb. Here's hoping the season brings you everything merry. To help, we've got great deals on festive favorites all over the store. For a special meal, get beef rib roast for just $5.77 a pound, limit one. Plus, pick up fresh broccoli crowns, only 79 cents a pound. And start mornings off right with Green Mountain Donut Shop, Newman's Own, or 8 o'clock coffee, 12-count K-Cups, $4.99 each. Tastier meals, better deals, happier holidays. Tom Thumb, proudly serving North Texas since 1948.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
We're back with Film Festival Radio. Here's your host, Janice Malone.
It's Acting Up. News about auditions and tryouts that could make you a star.
Okay, we are back here on Film Festival Radio Show. We're wrapping up this week's show here, but we're going to bring you in a few seconds here some auditions. Maybe if you hear these auditions and go and try out for them, maybe you can become a star like the gentleman that we're about to listen to here on my next clip, Anthony Anderson. Well, as we all know, he's one of the stars, very talented young man, comedian, actor. He's also principal cast member of the now Emmy Award-winning hit show on ABC, Black-ish. We all love our Throwback Thursdays on social media, especially on Facebook. And obviously, so do a lot of our favorite celebrities. And Anthony Anderson is one of those celebrities. I talked to him, it was a few weeks ago, right before the Emmys. We'll bring you that interview later on. But I talked with him about some of his favorite Throwback Thursday memories, and they are quite unique. Maybe your Throwback Thursday memories, I know mine are certainly not as unique as Anthony's, but let's take a listen at this clip as Anthony Anderson shares with us some of his favorite Throwback Thursday memories from back in the day. Take a listen.
It's whose birthday today, sweetheart?
No, I said since today is Thursday.
It's Thursday. What are some of my Throwback Thursday moments in my life?
Some of your favorite, yeah.
My favorite, oh, it goes way back to when life was so simple and I was innocent and pure. Sitting on the yard at Howard University, you know, with the likes of Puffy, Paula Parker, Wendy Davis, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Ananda Lewis, A.J. Calloway, Shy. The list goes on and on. Those are some of my fondest throwback memories, being able to sit on the yard at Howard University with all of this creative energy in one place, and then you look at how we've branched off and gone off in our individual fields and become the successes that we have become. That is my standout Throwback Thursday for you right there.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, Mr. Anthony. Yeah, those are some great Throwback Thursday memories. Especially, I didn't realize he was in college back when Puffy was there. That's really cool. But yeah, like he said, everybody on that list that he named off, they are highly successful, just as Anthony Anderson is himself. Well, if you have hopes and dreams of also one day becoming like Anthony Anderson and Puffy and all the rest of the people that he mentioned, pay attention to some of the audition notices that we're about to share with you. And maybe if you go try out, maybe these auditions, if you are selected, maybe that will help you to one day become a star. And right now, you know, everybody's kind of a star in their own minds, but some of you really have talent. I'm not going to knock that. Well, okay, let's take a listen here. Have you ever stolen a family member's identity? Have you done that? Are you really that low down where you have stolen somebody in your family's identity? Ugh, is that how you roll, really? Well, if you've done that, if you've been that low down, or maybe if you have been a victim of identity theft by a member of your family. Yeah, that's either one. If you've done it, or you've been done unto. There is a new television show that wants you to share your story, and they will pay you for sharing your story. If you are selected, you will get a free trip out to Los Angeles plus hotel accommodations to tape this show. So once again, if either you've been a victim of identity theft by a family member, or if you are the family member and you have been that low down, that conniving, that deceitful, that you stole somebody in your family's ID and identity, well, it's time to break bread and call a truce. This is the show that's going to allow you to do that. If you've done that and you're ready to apologize and get some understanding so that you won't look like Boo Boo the Fool at the next family reunion, this is the show that you need to go try out for, because they're going to help everybody resolve everything and, you know, break bread and start all over again. So this is what you need to do. You need to send in your first and last name, your age, a contact telephone number, the city and state where you live, and a brief description about the situation, about if you are the victim then and your low-down family member, you know, stole your ID, put that in the description. Or if you are the low-down family member and you did the crime, you need to talk about what you did. Maybe you were a thug back then. Hopefully you're not a thug anymore. You want to unthug yourself. This is a chance to do it. And you also need to send a recent picture of yourself in a JPEG format. You know, you're doing selfies anyway, so this might be a good chance to use that selfie. And so again, send all of that to this address. T as in Tom, D as in dog, J as in Janice, like my name, K as in kitchen, S, 16, the number 16, at gmail.com. That's T, D as in dog, JKS16@gmail.com. And hopefully if you are selected, you can have this all resolved and put behind you, and your family can go on and, you know, just be the happy, loving, live it to be your family that you think you want to be. Okay. All right. Next audition here. Do you have a lot of unused stuff laying around your house, your attic, your basement, or wherever? If that is the case, now listen, you don't want to turn into that show Hoarders. So this show right here can help you not become eligible for Hoarders, because there's a new show that they're helping you to turn your unused stuff into real cash. Yeah, this is a leading Hollywood production company, and they are looking for people all over the country who might have a lot of stuff laying around, and they want to turn that stuff into some real hard, cold cash. And again, they're looking for people of all ages. Maybe you have, you know, a whole lot of holiday. We're in the holiday season. You got a lot of holiday decorations, way too much laying around, and you're just hoarding them around. Or maybe you have a bunch of bridesmaids dresses that are laying around that you haven't, you know, you'll never use again. So whatever the situation is, what you need to do is let the producers know that you want to try out for this show. So you need to send in your name, first and last name, a contact telephone number, city and state where you live, and once again, a brief description about you and the type of items that are laying around your house that are just taking up space and collecting dust. And they need to be collecting money. You need to be collecting money. So if you want to try out, again, and a picture, once again, a picture, JPEG format of yourself, your first and last name, phone number, city and state where you live, brief description about you and the type of stuff laying around your house, and a recent picture. Send all of that to this address, 3000, that's 3000 closet, C-L-O-S-E-T, at gmail.com. That's 3000 closet at gmail.com. And if you are selected, you're going to get rid of your stuff and you're going to get some money and you're going to be on national television. Plus, you'll get a free trip out of it. So that's not a bad deal. And you get your house cleaned up or your garage or whatever it is. Okay, that's about all that we have time for right now as far as auditions are concerned. It's a wrap for this week's edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I want to thank you guys, as always, for listening. We want to thank all of our guests for being on this show. And guess what? We're going to do it all over again next week. Make sure you drop us a line, filmfestivalradio@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And with that, I'm out of here. So have a great week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.
Happy holidays from all of us at Tom Thumb. Here's hoping the season brings you everything merry. To help, we've got great deals on festive favorites all over the store. For a special meal, get beef rib roast for just $5.77 a pound, limit one. Plus, pick up fresh broccoli crowns, only 79 cents a pound. And start mornings off right with Green Mountain Donut Shop, Newman's Own, or 8 o'clock coffee, 12-count K-Cups, $4.99 each. Tastier meals, better deals, happier holidays. Tom Thumb, proudly serving North Texas since 1948.